This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Smoke rose from strikes on Gaza's crowded southern city of Rafah Thursday after U.S. President Joe Biden vowed to cut off artillery shells and other weapons supplied to Israel if a full-scale offensive into the city goes ahead. Israeli officials objected Thursday to Biden's decision, the U.S. president's toughest stance yet on Israel's military operations. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Biden says he will not supply offensive weapons that Israel can use to launch an all-out assault on Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip, out of concern for more than the 1 million Palestinian civilians sheltering there. In a Wednesday interview with CNN, Biden says the U.S. is still committed to Israel's defense and will supply Iron Dome rocket interceptors and other defensive arms. But he says that if Israel goes into Rafah, quote, we're not going to supply the weapons and artillery shells used, unquote. This follows his decision to pause a shipment of heavy bombs to Israel last week. Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, Gilad Erdan, in an interview with Israeli Channel 12 TV News, said the pause in shipments was a very disappointing decision, even frustrating, and suggested the move stemmed from political pressure on Biden from Congress, U.S. campus protests, and the upcoming election. Jennifer King, Washington.
The UN World Health Organization says it has only 3 days of fuel for its medical operations in southern Gaza, and shortages have already forced one of three hospitals in the city of Rafah to shut down. The Rafah border crossing with Egypt has been closed since Israel's military took control of the Palestinian side early Tuesday, blocking the entry of vital humanitarian aid. Israel said it reopened the Kerem Shalom crossing, the other main aid artery in Gaza, Wednesday. Speaking at agency headquarters in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said fuel they expected to be allowed into Gaza Wednesday did not arrive.
WHO has pre-positioned some supplies in warehouses and hospitals, but without more aid flowing into Gaza, we cannot sustain our life-saving support to hospitals.
This is VOA News. Officials in western Russia said Thursday a Ukrainian aerial attack injured at least 8 people. From along the Ukrainian border, Belgorod Regional Governor Vyacheslav Gladkov reported on social media the attack also damaged more than 20 buildings. Russia's defense ministry said it destroyed 15 rockets and a Ukrainian drone over Belgorod. In the neighboring Kursk region, Governor Roman Starovoyt said Russian air defenses shot down 3 Ukrainian drones overnight. There were no reports of damages or injuries. Russia's defense ministry also reported destroying 2 drones over the Bryansk region. Ukraine's military said it shot down 17 of 20 drones Russia used in overnight attacks on Ukraine. Yemen's Houthi rebels Thursday claimed 2 missile attacks in the Gulf of Aden on 2 Panamanian-flagged container ships caused no damage, while also saying they targeted a ship in the Indian Ocean in a previously unreported attack. The claims by the Houthi rebels came as the tempo of the rebel attacks have waned in recent weeks as they've targeted repeated airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition warships in the waterways, crucial to international trade. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol said Thursday his government's efforts to improve people's lives have fallen short, conceding a crushing defeat for his ruling party last month, reflected voters' assessment of his 2 years in office. Reuters correspondent Sekar Jasny reports.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, who narrowly won the presidency in 2022, now faces approval ratings as low as 21%. On Thursday, he promised new policies to revive the economy. He also vowed to tackle issues like the country's rock-bottom birth rate, already the world's lowest. South Korea's fertility rate sank again last year, with women citing factors like the cost of childcare for not having kids. Yoon also apologized for the first time over the controversy surrounding his wife's acceptance of an expensive gift in 2022. On foreign policy, he maintained South Korea's stance against supplying weapons to conflict zones, including to Ukraine. Despite being a major military exporter, South Korea avoids providing more than humanitarian aid to Ukraine to avoid upsetting Russia.
That's Reuters correspondent Sekar Jasny reporting. Severe storms continue to tear through the southeastern United States, spawning damaging tornadoes, producing massive hail, and killing 2 people in Tennessee and another in North Carolina overnight. Forecasters warn the wave of storms could march towards parts of the southern United States early Thursday. The storms continue an outbreak of torrential rain and tornadoes that have cut across the country this week from the plains to the Midwest and now in the southeastern U.S. Officials say at least 4 people have died since the storms began Monday. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.